Many people who are experiencing homelessness in Philadelphia want to work, but for those without IDs or who have criminal records, getting hired long-term can be a challenge. The city of Philadelphia has a new plan to get those folks working. They're offering 10 positions each day cleaning streets and vacant lots around Kensington. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
Early morning lines are not uncommon in Kensington. Some are for a hot breakfast. Others snake around the corner of an addiction treatment center. This one is for work.
I'm a carpenter. We're panhandle.
This is Joe. He declined to give his last name. He's homeless right now in Center City.
Or steal stuff, for being honest here.
Steal stuff, like, in what context?
Well, food to eat, or whatever, things out of CVS, Walgreens, Wawa.
Joe is one of about 40 people lined up outside Rock Ministries Church by 7:30 in the morning. They gather under the awning, finishing cigarettes and ducking out of the drizzle. 10 of them will be picked in today's lottery and be paid $50 cash for half a day's work. Joe says with 50 bucks in his pocket, he wouldn't steal.
I won't do that at all. I don't like doing that. It just sometimes has to happen.
A few years back, the city conducted a survey among panhandlers. They found that people kept very traditional hours and really treated it like a job. They made about $20 a day.
And they were paying for a room or a haircut or somebody else was raising their child, giving the money to that person.
That's Eva Gladstein, Philly's Deputy Managing Director of Health and Human Services. She says the city wanted to start a program that could take the place of panhandling.
We all have needs, and if you have literally no cash, you know, it's very hard to get through the day.
The city launched the same-day pay program at Love Park last spring. Each morning, 20 people there are chosen to work on a mural in Suburban Station or on a cleanup project. That costs about $500,000 a year, less than a typical job training program. The lottery at Love Park was a success, so this year, the city added another in Kensington. Leonard Riggins says he's been trying to stay off the corner ever since last summer.
I cut all that out, man. My girlfriend was killed the day before Father's Day, so, you know, I left the streets alone. Just looking to do positive now, that's all.
Riggins says he's been picked to work at Love Park before, but the odds of getting chosen there are bad. More than 100 people typically show up to fill 20 spots. So he's trying Kensington today.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
At 7:45, everyone is ushered into a big tent for the lottery.
Get excited when you win.
A representative from Philly's Citywide Life Improvement Program draws the lottery numbers one by one.
Congratulations, sir. 270!
Mayra Echeverria was chosen, and she's excited to get to work. She's homeless right now and says $50 will make a big difference on a rainy day like this.
So I need a pair of shoes. I'm gonna buy me a pair of shoes.
Wow, you're wearing slippers.
Yeah.
They look kind of warm, though, at least.
Yeah, I bet I need a pair of shoes. I don't like to be like that.
Riggins wasn't chosen. He rushes out of the tent to hop on the L. If he hurries, he can still make it down to the Love Park lottery in time to try his luck there. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.